Garfield Meats, may I help you?
Hi, is Thomas there?
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. This is Straw over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How's your day?
It's been good. Nothing to complain about. How was the livestock show?
It went real well, thank you.
Yeah? Were there a lot of... Do you think... how's the economy going over there now? After...
It showed up in the sale. The sale wasn't as... we didn't get as many animals as we normally do, and the farmers, my customers didn't... Just one of those years they didn't spend like they normally do.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
No, that's the price of wheat. The price of wheat and fuel is going up, and they're predicting a shortfall in their wheat crops. So they're just not. A couple of years ago, when the wheat price was up and their yields were great, you know, we were busy as heck. And this year we just were a little bit off.
Oh, okay.
So we brought home like 4 beef, and normally we bring home like 12.
Oh, wow, that's a big comparison.
Yeah, yeah. And it was across the board. All my competitors were pretty much about the same, down from last year. But the smaller animals that cost less money, we did pretty good on those.
Okay.
That's about average on the smaller animals, but the higher ticket animals, they definitely... Oh, sorry, I'm answering a text. Hold on for a minute.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, who do I receive first? I don't know. We did good. I'm satisfied.
Okay, I guess good enough, but not as good as you want it to be.
Right.
Do people come out from, like, around, like, the bordering states, too, or is it just people from Washington?
We're right on the Idaho border.
Oh, okay.
So we had the junior stock show. We had 4-H groups and FFA kids from Washington and Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
The majority Washington, but there are, you know, there was quite a few Idaho kids there too.
Mm, okay. Alrighty.
Four miles from Idaho.
Oh, wow, that's really close.
Yeah.
That's good, right at the border, so you have, you know, more customers that can come in from either side. Yeah.
I'm not going to purchase that thing. I'm just going to kind of hold back and go till August before I do anything. Because I really won't need it until the fall work starts.
Right, so, yeah, that's what you said back in January, too. It's like you were either going to do it May or March or just hold off until August because that's the busiest time for you.
And then I kind of watched my farmers, and, you know, I talked to the farmers, and they're saying the same thing. Nothing's bad, but, you know, we're just kind of, you know, if we don't, farming's weird, you know, because we're dry land, so we rely on rain.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, we get rain right at the right times, and our farmers, a lot of my farmers around Garfield will have, wheat will yield just about as much as the irrigated wheat if we get the rain at the right times.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're seeing them being conservative kind of brought out the, I'm going to play the same game.
Yeah, okay. You know, we talked a little bit about it, but do you do farming and meat, or just meat?
Just the meat into it.
Just the meat, okay.
Do you have loans that are geared for agricultural type loans, or what are you saying?
Yeah, we work with a lot. I mean, we work with a lot of customers throughout the states, and we do have a lot of farmer customers, too, and a lot of people with, like, elevators for grains. I actually had a customer in Texas that, he's, like, a wholesale for meat, so he brought on some capital so he can buy meat at a more discounted price so that he can make more money off of it. So So we work with all range of the customer. We have people that are, you know, farmers, machine shops, all the way to, you know, people like Apple, you know, stuff like that. So all different kinds of customers.
So you basically are, you're doing equipment loans or you're doing capital investment, you guys do whatever?
We do both. We started doing equipment first because everyone needs equipment. And that's just like a traditional loan for a piece of equipment. The terms are usually like two to five years, kind of like a car loan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do new, used, private party, vendors, all that, manufacturers. And then we have the working capital, which is just straight capital loans. So basically, if you need, let's just say, for example, your gross annual sales was like $500,000, we can give you about $50,000 to like $65,000, $70,000 so that you can use it towards anything you need. So for in your case, I guess it would be, you know, bringing in like capital so you can buy the livestock, or if you needed to pay off some things here and there, then we would step in and help you out with that.
Yeah, you know, we do pretty good on that. It's, it's just normally I don't have the capital. I don't have the cash just to buy my equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So usually what I do is, like, I have been trying to just buy a piece of equipment at least every other year.
Okay.
Like the packaging equipment that we've had for 4 years now, it was like $20,000, $19,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't buy anything for a couple of years, but the 3 years. And then the next piece was $10,000, and then the stuffer would be about the same. So I'm keeping I'm constantly making equipment payments, just so I have updated.
That's good. Who do you, for the previous pieces of equipment, who did you use? Like, did you have, like, a bank that you financed through?
Most of the time I have a vendor in Boise, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using his guy, and it's with a C, but I can't. I'd have written it down over here.
Oh, that's okay. I was just wondering. So basically,
so
you just use...
He has a vendor that he works... He has an equipment guy that he works through.
Oh, okay. Like the vendor you use or buy your equipment from has, like, a guy at the bank that he just sends applications to, basically?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm trying to dig for this guy.
That's okay.
I'm sure that he's getting, either he's making a little bit on the loan too, or it's just the fact that he can process a loan like overnight almost. So I'm not sure if he's just getting a favorable rate for us, or if he's actually, I would kind of think he might be getting something on his.
Yeah, maybe. Sometimes, like, if you have, like, you're at your vendor, if you have, like, a banker that they normally use, sometimes they might get a cut from it, or they're just really comfortable with that banker because they know their business, things like that. Yeah.
And it
could
like
go either way.
This guy is really comfortable with, you know, I on the Tumblr, like, we had a deal, you know. I said, yeah, I'd like to purchase that. And he said, well, I'll have my guy call you. And before his guy even called me, he ordered the equipment.
Oh, wow.
You know,
really right, fast.
Because he was I think he just knew that his guy would make the loan happen, and then I said I wanted the equipment, and I would buy the equipment.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's just... I've bought stuff through him in the past, and you know, it was just, I never had to spend that kind of money, but you know, he called and said, hey, you need to get this over with because your equipment's going to get delivered.
How much was it, $10,000?
The stuff that I'm looking at is with freight, it's going to be right at $9,000. You know, it'll probably be right at $9,000.
Okay, not too bad.
So what type of rates do you guys work off of? Do you work off of our credit score, or what do you guys do?
Sure. So there's two different routes that we can take. So the first one would be the equipment side, equipment financing.
And that's
so
what I'm interested in. I'm not really,
right.
I don't want to start using your money to run my business and cost me, you know, more overhead.
Right, exactly. I'm sure, and I know you know how to, you know, run your business. So, you know, you're doing the same way as, you know, you're comfortable, you know what's going on, that sort of thing. So equipment financing is just it's like a monthly payment, 2 to 5 years. We take into consideration your credit, your time in business, industry, that sort of thing.
So in the process, or what, in my industry, some industries just more prone to fail or have a higher risk rating?
I guess you can say that. Like, for example, let's say like a truck, like trucking. There's a good trucking and bad trucking for us, I guess, as bankers. The long haul with like sleepers, we don't like to do those loans. This is just an example because the customer could be like driving the truck, God knows where, and sleeping in the truck, and we can't find him. So
right.
that's like one of the things that we look into. But for example, if you just operate like a whole fleet of trucks,
delivery service or something.
Exactly. Yeah, that's totally different. But you know, that sort of thing. So that's why we take a look into agriculture. You know, like industry and stuff like that. So for example, like used car dealer is more prone than more volatile than like a new car dealership. You know,
right.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Mhm.
Well,
have you guys? Go ahead.
Well, I just have a question. Why don't you give me a call back in a couple of months and see where I'm, if you have time and you want to. I'm also, anyhow, I've been talking with him about with the stuffer,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to obviously put add-ons onto it, and there's a linking. There's a sausage linking attachment,
mm-hmm.
which would double. It would double the price of the. It'd be about $20,000.
Mm.
But so you know, I'm going to cross that bridge probably in August.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. I can touch base with. I'll just touch base with you like once a month just to see how everything is going, and
perfect.
Then you know, I'll put in a note in here that you're looking to buy it in August. And then maybe we can start the process a little bit earlier than that, just to
right.
you know, see what you qualify for, if you like it, if you don't like it, that sort of thing. So there's no rush, so you don't have to, you know, like, oh, I need to send all the
fair
documents
enough.
In, like, tomorrow, you know?
See and ship to something.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty,
okay,
then.
Well,
I'll let you go.
Diligence.
Yep, I'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.